Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, and welcome to Making Aid Outreach's third edition of our show. We're glad that you have joined us today, and we're really excited about being here. You know, this is actually our third show, and, you know, first two shows we just kind of kicked back and really trying to get the feel of things, and really did a lot of talking about us and about our history. You know, we're going to get into some bull riding today. We're going to talk some rodeos and hopefully take some callers out there. You know, we're extending our show to an hour long today, and it's going to be our first time. So we've got a lot of fill-in. We're going to listen to a lot of music and, you know, sit back and talk some rodeo. So, you know, we hope that, you know, you're going to hang out with us and, you know, you'll enjoy this full hour-long segment that we have. You know, to start things off, I really want to talk about some of the blessings that we've had. You know, this week it's been really touching. You know, God's really worked out in so many different ways for all of us, and you know, we're really glad that that you guys are able to make it here with us, and you know, hopefully that you guys will be able to stick around and tune in. You know, one of the things that I want to hit on really first was you know, there was a special event that occurred this week over in Cheyenne in the Frontier Day rodeos, and not sure exactly what day it was, but you know, I was reading up on it, and happened with Bo Ledoux, which happened to be the of course the legendary singer Chris Ledoux's son. You know, he was out there and actually rode in Cheyenne Frontier Days this week, and he rode some bareback like his father did, and you know, he was such a touching cowboy. He really taught us what true cowboy is, and wrote a lot of songs about rodeos and what it was like to travel up and down those rodeos. And I know me firsthand, I really loved you know, going out to the rodeos and on my way out there, just putting in a lot of Chris Ledoux music, because you know, he lived the life, and you know, that's what you know, that's what we're all about. You know, and it was really nice to see what his son was able to do. Apparently, he went out and scored a 70-point ride on his bareback horse. And when he was done, he took out of his out of his pocket, I guess he had some ashes of his daddy's out there, and he laid him out there in the Frontier Rodeo Days arena. And man, you know, that really touched me, and I really felt like, you know, that was something worth mentioning. You know, Chris Ledoux, like I said, he really was a legend, and you know, played a lot of country music, did a lot of rodeos in his younger days. I remember him being out at Camp Pendleton during the same time I was out there, and it was really nice to see him and actually hear him play. You know, it was real touching. So what we're gonna do is just kind of start off and throw a little bit of Chris Ledoux out there, and you know, we're gonna do the Garth Brooks tribute, and you know, kind of set things off. All right, so you guys sit back, and we'll be back right after these few songs.
From
From the hills of KC, Wyoming, where life's woolly and wild, came a Navy brat in a cowboy hat and that Copenhagen smile. And from Bucking Bronx, honky tonks, he always sang a cowboy song. We were much too young, having too much fun, as we all sang along. And we sang, life's a highway, there's only one way you're gonna get through. When she starts to twist, be more like Chris, pull your hat down tight, and just let do it when that whistle blows and the crowd explodes and them pickup men are at your side. They tell you good ride, cowboy, good ride. Take a ride. Well, Ghostbusters 2 go record, but once again he was spinning round. Took the whole world on, and he turned us on to that western underground. His pain. He would not slow down from town to town like children running through the rain. And he drank life's a highway. There's only one way you're gonna get through it. But when she starts to twist, be more like Chris, pull your hat down tight, and just let do it when that whistle blows and that crowd explodes and then pick a pin or at your side.
You guys really enjoyed that. You know, I really think, you know, Garth Brooks had a special place in his heart for Chris LeDoux, and I know any of us cowboys out there that traveled down those rodeo roads really have a special place in our heart as well. So, you know, like I said, it was just really touching to see Bo, you know, or to hear Bo go out there and know that he was able to do that for his dad. I know that place was really special to him, and you know, like I said, we wish Bo the best of luck out there, and you know, hopefully that you know he can really reflect his daddy's upstairs smiling down. That's for sure. So, you know, one of the things we really did want to jump back on and really touch on is some of the things we're looking for. You know, obviously, if you've heard any of my shows, you see I'm a pretty plain guy. You know, I don't have the big personality out here for the radios, but. You know, we really feel blessed to be out here, and we're really excited about it. You know, I'm really having a lot of fun with this. You know, but we're looking for these co-hosts. We really want somebody to call in on a regular basis and, you know, really kind of voice their opinion and kind of give us that that extra edge that we need to really get by. So, you know, if you're listening out there, you want to take part, you know, call into our shows or call me. You know, my number's on our website at makingaid.com. You know, go and check it out and say, listen, I really want to be a part of this. And, you know, we'll try to work something out. I would really like to have a few callers out there. You know, maybe we can call in and we'll have tryouts, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes apiece or whatever. Just come out there and, you know, we can talk rodeo. We can talk back and forth. So, you know, we're definitely looking at, you know, for your help. So when you get a chance, you know, if you feel led to, by all means, pick up the phone. You don't have to be in front of the computer to do the interviews. You know, we can work together throughout the whole process. So we'll work it out. You know, we're really excited with the way things are going. But we're gonna kick it up real quick with another Crystal Dew song. You know, it's kind of just one of his tributes. So we're gonna kick off another song, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So, you know, hopefully you guys were able to really get down and listen to some Crystal Dew here. We're really excited and glad that we can celebrate his day. So, if you guys are interested in calling in, the number is 646-915-9940. That's 646-915-9940. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of jump out here and start talking about some of these rodeo circuits. Obviously, you guys know the PBR is going to be in Chicago, Illinois tonight and tomorrow. So, you know, I was really excited because, you know, I do follow the PBR being, you know, although I didn't have my card, I was actually able to get into a show or two for them, and it was really, really a blessing, a dream come true to be able to sit up there with them. And, you know, I really, really like what they do. You know, they are the big times now, and that's what the Bull Riders are, that's where the money's at for them. So, you know, watching some of the guys that I actually competed with, and like guys like Jimmy Lathro and you know, and some of those guys from Florida down here, you know, it's really, really impressive to see them up in the Built Ford Tough Series. So, you know, we're excited for them, and you know, they're really out there getting explosive. So, like I said, you know, the Cooper Tires Invitational is going to be up in Chicago, Illinois tonight and tomorrow. But earlier this week, they had their first radio broadcast show, kind of like what we had. And, you know, I was a little discouraged at first because, you know, I mean, the PBR is PBR, and they're going to draw the listeners. But you know what? You know, that's not what we're here to do. You know, we really feel like you guys are going to want to tune in and week out to us, and we're excited about that. And, you know, we're not out here to compete with anybody like the PBR. You know, we're here to share, really. And, you know, the PBR does so much to help others reach their goals, and that's kind of where we want to stand as well. So, you know, we really appreciate what they've done for bull riding. And, you know, I've been following them since the late 90s. So it's, you know, it's a great thing. But, you know, from what I'm looking at, and, you know, for the draws for this week, you know, they've got a lot of good bulls out there. A lot of bulls that haven't actually been in the PBR. So a lot of them are going to be making their first debut tonight. So you guys will have to tune in and check it out. Like I said, Jimmy Lathro is going to be there, and he's one of the guys, one of the Florida favorites for sure. He's actually from the same town that that I rode a rodeo at and put me out. So you know, he's a real good guy though. And I know his dad's a stock contractor and brings a lot of really good bulls out to a lot of these Florida rodeos. So you know, that's a lot of what's going on with the PBR. You guys make sure to tune in and. Also, listen to the radio broadcast show. I unfortunately was working tonight, so I didn't have a chance to listen in on it. But you know, from the feedback I got from it, it was really exciting. You know, so you guys, Justin McKee was actually the one special guest on it that night, and you know, sure it went real well. So, like I said, we definitely want to congratulate the PBR on stepping out and moving up, because that's definitely another route that. That we saw, obviously, within the last month that we wanted to build on, and we're excited for them as well. So, you know, you guys make sure you definitely go check them out. We also have the CBR. You know, CBR is going on, and a lot of people don't really know about the championship bull riding. And, you know, the president of the CBR is actually Tuff Edeman, and, he started up this circuit, and, you know, we're excited for him and what he's got going on. You know, as far as the actual rodeos, they're not scheduled every week or anything like that. But there are several that are televised, you know. And I guess Chad Castillo is in the CBR World Standings. He's ranked number one right now. So you know, congratulations to him. And you know, you guys definitely tune in. Check out the website. So you know, CBRBull.com is their website. So you guys make sure you go out and check it out. You know, tune in to see what's going on with the CBR. You know, they're definitely an impressive rodeo association, and they most certainly bring some of the rankest bulls out there. So, you know, if you're a bull rider looking for a challenge, the CBR is definitely a way to go. So, like I said, we're just trying to keep up and, you know, do a few different things. We really want to be able to talk some rodeo, and we want to talk rodeo with you guys. So if you guys have suggestions, or if you guys have ideas of events that are going on in your area, doesn't matter. You don't have to be a rider yourself. You know, if you're interested, call into the show. Let us know what's going on, so that way we can pass that word along and try to help somebody else get to those rodeos. You know, we're going to take another little break, and, you know, we're going to kind of jump out here, throw a little bit of music, and, you know, hopefully you guys will be able to pick up the phones and call us. Like I said, we're really excited for what we're doing today, and think that you guys are out there listening. So we certainly hope so anyway. So we'll be right back.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in, said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for. all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear, "Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know? If you get through this, you got it whipped. But till you hear the whistle blow, whatever you do, don't let go." Months later, things got a little rough at home. She had me so turned around, I thought about getting gone. I was telling J-Dub about it over a couple beers. He said if you lose one night and good, you'll regret this day for years. Whatever you do, don't let go. Time to be a cowboy, don't you know? If you get through this, you got it whipped. There'll be better days down the road. So whatever you do, don't let go. Another bold ride. No, life ain't easy, so you better hold on tight. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know? If we get through this, we got it whipped. There'll be better days down the road.
All right, guys, we're back. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that a little bit. You know, like I said, we don't have a whole lot to go on here. We're just kind of trying to give you a heads up on what's going on. There's some rodeos out here. And, you know, we're just going to kick back and listen to some country tunes. You know, there's not a whole lot else we can do because, you know, Lord knows I know everybody doesn't want to sit out there and hear me talk for a full hour. So we're certainly not going to do that out there. But, you know, we're kind of scanning some of the web stuff going on out there and, you know, came across the PRCA sanction stuff and, you know, trying to read up on a little bit of what's going on with them. I guess their last rodeo was a Ralph Morgan semi-annual rodeo in Lauderdale, Mississippi. So they were out there on the 18th and 19th, which was last weekend. You know, like I said, you know, it's really exciting to see what they're doing. Actually, the SSBR, which is the Southern States Bull Riding Association, is kind of co-sanctioned with them, and I had my membership to them last year. That was actually the association I was with when I got injured. So, you know, but they're a great and fast and up-and-coming rodeo association. Like I said, they're working strongly with the PRCA and do a lot of fill-in events. You know, right now Caleb Sanderson's in first place, and really it's such a tight race with their scoring over there. BJ Carter is actually in second, and Jake McIntyre is in third. But I'll tell you right now, they're all real close. You know, things can change from day to day, and I'll tell you what, you know, it won't take long, and they'll probably change hands a few more times out there. But they've got a lot of good bull riders. You know, Matt Clemens rides. There's a lot of different guys that are even up in the PVR ranks and PRCA ranks that are traveling around. They're hitting this rodeo association. Like I said, they are co-sanctioned with the PRCA. So a lot of money involved and a lot of great, great shows. I know last year I really enjoyed being able to travel with them. You know, they bring some great stock to these events, some PBR caliber bulls. You know, Five Star Rodeo is one of the biggest stock contractors here in Florida, and I'll tell you what, they really really do a good job with their bucking bulls, and you know, it's really exciting to see what they're doing. You know, we've got a few other associations we're going to talk about, you know, coming up here. Like I said, we're not going to try to spend a whole lot of time talking on the radio, you know. I mean, unless we get some callers in here, we really want to hear from you guys. So if you guys got something going on in your area, feel free to give us a call. It's 1-646-915-9940. So don't hesitate. Pick up that phone and give us a call. Let's know what's going on in your area. You know, we'll sit back and we'll talk rodeo. Like I said, I know everybody that wants to sit up there and listen to me for an hour talk. So you know, we're gonna kick up some more tunes, and you know, we'll be back right after this.
Climb out of this boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me, time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. A giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. Giant keeps on telling me, time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory.
The storm was just the right thing.
All right, guys. Well, we really hope you guys are enjoying our show today. You know, it may not sound like it because I'm so daggone nervous, you know, and it's just so, you know, it's so hard to sit up here for an hour or half an hour like we've been doing and just, you know, and just kind of talk to myself. You know, so we're definitely looking for your help. You know, Making Aid Outreach is really growing, and we're growing rapidly. You know, we're hoping that within the next week or so that we're going to have our shirts made up. And, you know, we're going to be able to start getting those things out for production and start selling them. You know, we want to get the logos out there. We want guys to really, you know, start showing off some M80 stuff. You know, we want them to be getting explosive about us as we are. So, you know, I hope you guys are really tuning in. And, you know, like I said, don't hesitate. Pick up that phone and call if you guys are interested. It's 646-915-9940. You know, nobody's going to go up here and make them more of a fool of themselves than I am. So, you know, don't feel like you've got to be intimidated. You know, go ahead and call on in, you know. Like I said, we're really excited about what's going on. You know, we're just up here scanning the net, you know, checking things out. And, you know, we're, you know, trying to get things together, really trying to get the showpiece together. You know, we're going to do a show both today and tomorrow, and to be honest with you, I think we're going to end up canceling the show tomorrow just because of the fact we got so much going on. You know, don't haven't had a whole lot of time to spend with the kids, been working a lot, so, you know, I think tomorrow's going to be, you know, be a family day. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to go ahead and probably, cancel the show tomorrow, but we're going to be back next Saturday. Every Saturday we're going to be back for at least an hour between, 3:30 and 4:30 Eastern time. So, you know, if you guys have the time, tune into us, you know, and if you happen to miss it, then come back and check out the replay on our website at www.making8.com. You know, check us out, and, you know, really want to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving us this opportunity. You know, this is really a wonderful deal that they have, and, you know, we're really excited about being able to utilize them to reach out to others. So this is a real big blessing for us, and, you know, we really know this whole deal is going to grow. So, you know, you guys hang in there with us. You know, you guys are just at the groundbreaking point of this whole outreach and what we're really about. So, you know, don't think for one second that we're going to die off. I mean, we're here, and you know, we're going to continue to do this. So, you know, like I said, whether it be you're a bull rider out there and you're heading on down to that rodeo, you know, pick up the phone and call us. Let us know what's going on up in your area. You know, what circuits you're riding in, just, you know, call in once a week and check in with us. Maybe you're not a bull rider, but you're a fan. You know, maybe you've got a prayer request for somebody that you know that is a bull rider. By all means, you know, pick up the phone and give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to play a little bit more music, and we'll be back right after this.
Leg and spur, you got to get up in the neck. step off and pick up your chain. Cause you're going on, boom. With your head held way down low. Hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Never take your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock the hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. Said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head. You know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chain. Yeah.
All right, there, cowpokes. Well, you know, we're still here kicking it. You know, we're gonna sit back. We're gonna actually go over and check out some of what's going on around the areas. You know, I know the Southeast because that's where I ride. That's where I live. You know, good old sunny Florida, man. It's hard to get out and travel to those places a little bit further out. So, you know, the Southeast is what we know. You know, it's what we follow. So, you know, if you guys are out west, or if you guys are you know, over in Texas, or out in the Midwest, you know, or up in the Northeast, by all means, you know, send us emails or give us a call. You know, feel free to check us out, www.making8.com. You know, make sure you go to, you know, go to our MySpace and check out our MySpace. You know, leave us messages. Let us know you're there. Sign our guest book. You know, let us know that you guys are out here and you guys appreciate what we're out here doing, and you guys understand what we're here doing. You know, we're not out here to make a profit. We're out here to help you guys reach your goals, you know, just like a lot of us have been able to reach ours. So, you know, one of the other associations we really wanted to touch on is, you know, the Zebra, Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association. You know, they're one of the strongest in the Southeast. You know, we've got, you know, we got a lot of good stock over there. They mostly ride up in North Carolina, South Carolina area. My old traveling partner is running the Zebra Association right now. So, you know, I want to wish him the best of luck. You know, he's a little bit further down the rankings. He's had a little bit of bad luck here lately. He hasn't been able to make it to full weight, but, you know, he may not be able to hold on, but he can't let go. And that's actually one of the things from his MySpace area that really means a lot. You know, I mean, doesn't matter how long you whether or not you can actually hang on that full weight. You know, sometimes when we can't hang on, it's just still hard to let go. And you know, we're just you know, not quite ready to give it up yet. And I know I'm the same way. You know, I've been out of the game for about a year now, and it's been really rough on me. But you know, I mean, I've got three kids to consider, and know that you know, they definitely come first, and we have to you know, sometimes we have to adjust our lives according to our families. And you know, they're the ones that that kind of set the tempo for whether or not I'm going to go back. But I don't feel like it's over yet, so you guys, you know, just hang tight, and hopefully you'll see me back out there. If not, you're going to definitely see me out there at the rodeos, representing, you know, M80. And, you know, we're going to be out there tearing it up, letting other guys know, getting explosive about what we're doing, and, you know, hopefully get other guys explosive about what they're doing as well. So, you know, just, you know, hang tight, you know, we're definitely not done yet. So, yeah, we're going to play a couple more songs here a little bit and relax. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. So, like I said, if you still if you want to call us in, let us know what's going on in your area, or just make a comment. You know, we're definitely open for suggestions on ways to improve our website and our business and the show. So if you're interested, give us a call at 646-915-9940. And we'll be right back right after this.
Slide on down, pull my bull rope tight. Gonna get wild and western out here tonight. True Kathmandu, a good bull to ride. My spurs are locked and I'm ready to rock. Let's go outside and the world explodes. As you open up my shoot and the crowd goes wild. When you turn this bad boy loose, ain't gonna go down. I'm a big bull rider. Yeah, big bull rider.
Guys, we're back. So yeah, just trying to kick up some bull ride music. You know, maybe you're out there just getting your rigging bag set up to head out to that rodeo. You know, we want you guys to get excited and get explosive. So yeah, that's why we're here. That's what we're doing. You know, we're still open. We got those phone lines open. About 15 minutes left in our show. You know, if you guys are interested in calling in, 646-915-9940. Don't hesitate to give us a shout. You know, we also want to thank some of our you know, some of our guys that have been there supporting us and helping us market, you know, M80 and making it outreach and what we're here doing. You know, we want to recognize some of our friends that are on our MySpace friends list. You know, if you go to 911 Rodeo, you know, that's actually my personal MySpace. You know, you look under Fellowship of Christian Cowboys and Cowgirls. You know, they are really wonderful. And I've done really a lot, especially through my hard times, you know, when I'm feeling down. You know, we've got to have friends to rely upon, and they're there for you. You know, they definitely send out some prayers. You know, they send out some prayer requests, and, you know, they're wonderful people. So, you know, just a lot of guys out there, you know, a lot of times people take for granted what MySpace and some of these other places can do for you. And that's where Making Eight Outreach comes in. You know, we really want to have a place where guys know that they can go for comfort and support. And, you know, when they're feeling down, we want to be able to know that they're going to get picked back up. So, you know, you guys hang in there and, you know, hang in with us. You know, check us out weekly. Let us know you guys are here, though. You know, really, you know, we want to know that you guys are listening, that you guys are checking us out. You know, hopefully, like I said, we'll get these shirts made up here pretty quick, and you guys are going to see these logos everywhere. You don't want to pass up the opportunity to be one of the first ones out these rodeos, because I'm telling you, you won't be the last, and you're going to see a lot of other people out there wearing them. So, you know, you guys, you know, really, you know, try to get involved with us. Let us know you guys are here, and tell us what you think. Give us some feedback. We're very open. Being this is such a new outreach, you know, we're always open for new suggestions, and, you know, right now we're actually in the process of working on lining up our bull riders that we're going to sponsor. You know, we're not 100% sure if it's going to line up for this year, but we're definitely lining our guys up, and we're going to do what we can to contribute to them, and we want to develop that relationship now with them. So, you know, if you guys are interested, don't hesitate. Leave us a MySpace message, drop us an email. You know, pick up the phone and call us. You know, that we really want that personal contact with you. You know, we're not just going to go tossing out money when it's here. You know, we want to make sure that you guys are the right guys, and we want to develop those relationships now. So, you know, get involved with us. You know, tell your friends. You know, call into the show. You know, call me anytime. You know, my phone number is out there on display. You know. It's because I want you guys to be able to know that you can reach us no matter what. My phone's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you can't reach me on the show line, you know, don't hesitate to call that one. Drop us an email, you know, drop us a message on MySpace. So, you know, anyways, we're gonna take another music break, and we'll be back right after this. So you guys hang tight. All right, guys, we're back. Not really sure how that one really went through. I have a little bit of feedback issues with our switchboard today, but we noticed it's the devil coming against us, trying to break us down. You know, we're not gonna let him. We're gonna get out here and really enjoy it. You know, one of the things with the PBR that I really forgot to mention, and you know, feel kind of bad about it, but you know, I've been hearing about this this young kid, Zach Brown. He's really been out there getting things done out there, and he's really been riding hard, and I want to congratulate him on his win this past week. You know, I watched some of the videos from his rides, and really think he was really explosive out there, and was really excited to see him ride so well. So you know, definitely, you guys, you know, think about him and some of these other guys out there, you know. And just know that, you know, the U2 can be just where they are. So, you know, we're excited about what's going on. And we got just under 10 minutes here, you know. Like I said, we're still definitely open to your calls. If you're interested, give us a call at 646-915-9940. You know, don't hesitate. You know, that's why we do the show on the weekends, because it's free on the cell phones. You know, we want to make sure you guys have the opportunity to call in and tell us what's going on in your area. So, you know, we're around and you know, we're here. We're open to the suggestions that you may have. So, like I said, feel free to voice your opinions. Okay. You know, we're gonna take another short break, but we'll be back right after this.
Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, falling out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead.
Opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Guys, we're back. You know, got just right around 5 minutes left in the show, and you know, we really want to thank you guys for tuning in to us and checking us out. We're really excited, and you know, like I said, we're open to your suggestions. So you know, tell your friends, come in, make a statement, let us know you guys are here. We want to know that you guys are listening to us And you know, we want to know that that you guys want us around. You know, we know this is God's will for us, and we know that you guys are gonna receive this. You know, we definitely want to end this day with a little bit of prayer. You know, we're really excited for what we're doing, and you know, we really want to thank God. You know, because He's the one that has provided all this for us. So you know, we want to remember the ones out there that have those special prayer requests. You know, there's a lot of guys out there now, you know, that may be injured and things like that. We want to keep them in our prayers. You know, we want to lift up our family members. You know, we actually just had a death in our family this past week, and it's been real hard. You know, so we want to lift up our family members and keep them in mind as well. So, you know, Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we thank you for this day that you've given us, and we thank you for what you've done for us today. You know, we ask you to wash away our sins, and you know, we ask you to travel with us as we travel down these rodeos. We travel in this rodeo of life, and you know, we ask that you know, when everything is said and done, and it's your time, that you know, you'll tell us one day that our entry fees are already paid, and we can join you in that big rodeo arena in the sky. And so we really want to thank you for all that you've given us, and ask you to continue to bless us, and you know, let us be that light for you. Help us and guide us in your way, and we pray all this in your name. Amen. So, you know, guys, we're really excited about the things that are going on, and you know, we got about the last 2 minutes, and we're gonna close it out here with a little bit of prayer, you know, or a little bit of songs. You know, this last song that we really want to throw out there is, you know, it's a prayer to a friend, and this has really been prayed to me, and I hope that you guys will, you know, will think of your friends too, and say this prayer for them, because they may need it one day. You know, want to thank you for tuning in, and definitely hope that you guys check back with us. You know, if we're not on tomorrow, definitely check back next Saturday. It'll be 3:30 Eastern time, and stay up to date on the website. Check us out, okay? We want to thank you guys, and you know, we'll definitely see you down the road.
Lord, I lift my friend to you. I've done all that I know to do. I lift my friend. Circumstances, clouded view. And Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that I won't have the words that I need to hear. I pray for your wisdom, oh God, and the heart that's something he